Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf, episode 12, House Rules, with special guest Desiree Ross. Stay tuned for more.
Joy Rowe, bitch, put the money on the perfect part. Welcome, Greenleaf fans.
You guys are listening.
Jesus had his first day out too, y'all. Okay,
and it, okay. Can you tell that we have a baby in here?
Right.
Hey.
We are listening to some special tunes, courtesy of Desiree Ross. This is a special request.
Jesus. She's the guest, and she gets whatever she wants.
She might need to go back to church.
Look, I was so here for it. Wow. Like, yes, T. Grizzly. Okay.
Shout out to T. Grizzly.
I dig it. As always, guys, my name is Shaka Smith. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Wow. wow. I just want to go to a club right now. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. And also, as you guys know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening in Houston. You can go to ghct.org/hurricane relief to give money. And also, I'm going to be posting some stuff on my social media. You can donate clothing, food, and all that good stuff because we need to help people. People helping people.
That's what's up.
Okay, TK. I'm trying to alert us. Okay.
Awesome. Love you. Say about being in the club. You know?
Okay. First day out in the studio, and you lend in a helping hand. My name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and I got the chat lit. So let us know if you have any questions. The beautiful Desiree.
And Ms. Ross, where can we find you?
Hey, my name is Desiree Ross, and all of my social medias are different. but my Instagram is Desiree_Ross. My Twitter is TheDesireeRoss, and on Facebook, I'm official Desiree Ross.
Nice.
Damn. Okay.
Official. Well, thank you for joining us. We're so happy to have you again.
Thank you.
So let's just get right into it. We need to have a little church session after that song, right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
We need to get ourselves right back into
the church. I'm telling you, she really is that thing.
So we actually started off with a beautiful sermon by Basie. We don't know what the inspiration for the sermon was, but a beautiful sermon. What did you guys think of, I guess, A, the message, and Basie's sort of perhaps back way of delivering the message?
It was a beautiful sermon and a beautiful message. And yeah. I feel like not all churches are like this, but I feel like it's great to hear someone speak like that. And I think that message is needed. But unfortunately, Basie, to me, it's not genuine about the message because I feel like he has a plan. Like I said last week, he has a plan and he's trying to get Calvary, and he knows he can get it through Gigi. Mm-hmm. And it sucks because he's just doing this to get his church back, and he doesn't even care about the message. But it's such a good message.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, Basie. But then I was like, oh, well, it's Basie saying it. He don't care. Yeah. But it was an awesome message, and I'm happy that they did show this on the show so maybe more people can get the message.
Yeah. I retweet everything she said. I like the message. I do think that it was ingenuine, but at the same time, I think that it was something that he needed to say. I think the world needs to hear that because a lot of people like to compare sins, and if you are thinking of it in the eyes of God, obviously all sin is equal, so you can't pick and choose who you want to be in your church home. You just have to allow people to come as they are. So and if you see it that way, but some people don't see it as a sin, so I feel like let people just be themselves and go to church and praise God, because it's all the same God, if you know.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting because, you know, I guess Gigi has a showdown with the bishop about it. And I found myself going, oh, he's right. Oh, she's right. But he's right, because they were both right.
Yeah, in their own ways.
Because I almost think it's sort of like a generational thing. What did you think about it?
No, I like what Gigi has to say about how, you know, the church needs to take a stand and just kind of speak up for what's right, because I don't know. And speaking from, like, Sophia's point of view, Sophia is a very, like, you know, I see what's right and I'm going to do it. So I think she just wants everybody to go ahead and just, you know, preach the word. Church isn't supposed to be exclusive. It's not supposed to be like some group where you're able to shut everybody out, or just because, you know, of their sexuality or their race. It's not supposed to be like that. God loves everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's all inclusive.
You hear that?
And
Pastor
so,
Olstein.
I was just thinking about Joel. I'm sorry.
You know, she's on a mission. She has an agenda.
I was like, we could have a whole other conversation about that one.
Okay. Come on. Okay.
Call him out.
You better call it right.
Just, well, and the thing with that is I double and second your retweets or double retweet.
There you go.
The thing with that is that I feel even though he's not necessarily the best individual to give that message, none of us are, none of the pastors are. We're all human. So it could actually be, you know, if he was praying that, you know, really hard that day, that Jesus had that message and he's using him as a conduit. So I can respect it, and hopefully the right people hear it, because I think as a society, we're, you know, not ready to change. We're always kind of stuck in our own ways, because what, maybe 30, 40 years ago, you know, women couldn't be part of the clergy as a church. And, you know, now look where we are now.
Right.
So
right.
It's just kind of like, is that really, do you think that's really what God wants, to exclude individuals,
right,
which is his creation?
Right.
Bad.
Shaka, you were saying, like, when Gigi and Bishop were going back and forth, there were some things I was like, I see where he's coming from. Yeah. And I like the quote that he says. He says, those who don't understand need as much love from God as much as the ones who aren't understood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get it. I just wish more people were a little bit open. But Bishop's right. There are some people who just don't understand, and they need the time. I get it. But I just love the word that Basie put out there. I just feel like, not that he's not the right person, I feel like there's a plan behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good that he's getting it out, because maybe it can reach somebody while he's working on his evil plan behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's got some ulterior motives.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
I think it's something that people can't relate to also. Like, because they're not gay, they can't understand what that means. Because obviously everyone's lied at one point in their life. So they understand that sin, they can relate to it, and they feel like, oh, I should be forgiven. But because they can't relate to that sin of being homosexual, they're like, no, that's the worst thing in the world. And it's like, no, it's just a different lifestyle than yours.
And there's no urgency behind it, because they almost have that sort of quiet acceptance at Calvary.
Yes.
So it wasn't like, just no, you're out, but just like, huh?
Just don't come to me.
Like the army.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell, and that's how Calvary
But is that
is.
Right, or should the church be leading by example? Right.
To me, it's stupid, because I just feel like, regardless if you disagree with it or not, what does that have to do with your life at all?
Yeah. You don't need to wait till the other organizations they're filled up to open up your church.
Right, exactly.
Okay, wait, so
can we get like a shot fire?
Right.
So you know, coming at it, looking at like the past episodes, I think, like, you're talking about the thing with Gigi and Bishop. I couldn't really answer well before, but I think I've come up with a good explanation. I like what Gigi has to say, and I agree that we should be preaching the message of acceptance and everything, but then on the Bishop's part, I think it's a whole money thing. You know, did you guys see the episodes where they were like withdrawing the money because they hired Carlton?
Yeah, they didn't want to accept the deacon board. Yeah,
I think that's crazy. Yeah. Like how churches, people who are giving a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of politics.
Yeah, and there was that little scene when Basie was giving the sermon, and we saw some of the parishioners kind of roll their eyes like, this is going too far. Right.
Like they were agreeing with everything he was saying. And then when he says the word homosexuals, they were like, wait a minute.
There's so much judgment amongst Christians.
We wanted a good sermon, but not to have it in our church.
It's like, we're all here. We're all human. We're all here to hear the word of God. Let's not care about each other's personal life, and let's just come to church.
Right. It's just not that deep, at the end of the day.
My favorite part of this episode was, I guess, the bishop going a little spiritual gangster here. So, can we call it that?
Listen.
I loved when he confronted Basie. What did you guys think of that confrontation? And is he doing prison ministry now?
I was just kind of like, honestly, it wasn't him confronting him that really stood out to me. I think the conversation that he had with Lady May afterwards was what I paid attention to the most, because I feel like that's why he went to talk to Rochelle afterwards. And I feel like that's an issue with Carissa too. They're not overstepping their bounds, but at the same time, they're not getting what they need from their wives, and they're not listening to them, and that's making them pay attention to something else. Not saying that they should, because they're married, especially underneath the Lord. But at the same time, like, I hated seeing him try to tell her about a story, and she's just cutting him off, saying like, okay, I really don't care about
just
what
the broad strokes.
And it's like, listen to your husband. Like, you may think that it's BS what he's talking about, but just listen to what he's saying and just hear him out, and then share your piece afterwards. Don't make it seem like what you have to say is so much more important.
Whereas Rochelle was eating it up. She loved it.
Your spouse isn't giving you what you need in the relationship, it doesn't mean you should cheat, but at the same time, that's why people seek out. Yeah.
But that's where the communication comes in. It's just kind of like we always tend to treat our loved ones horribly once we're all comfortable.
Yeah.
And as the person who feels like they're being neglected, you should tell that person like, hey, I know we're comfortable right here, but this is how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm going to step out on you, but just I'm kind of
pushing. Yes. Yes. Let's communicate.
It. So then if it does happen, it's like, look, we had this conversation like 6 months ago. Not to say that you should, yeah. but if you cheating were to bad. Supposedly yeah. fall on the penis or
by accident, slip.
T-Grizzly, turn it off.
Air muffs.
If I asked you how old you were, if you were to accidentally fall on it, it's like, look, we had this conversation like 6 months ago. I've been trying to tell you every month, and
so you can't be too surprised.
Yeah. Once a month.
But you know, I do like that Bishop called out Basie because he know he up to something too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he told him like, and I like how he like lowered his voice and he's like, look, because like Keith David, like I love this role that he plays because he plays a bishop. Because of his past roles, he usually plays the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So I believe him as a bishop. But when he came to see Basie, I was like, oh, right, Mr. David, like I'm right, Bishop. But you got to remember, like May cut him off because she just want to be nosy and find out what's really going on with Jacob and Carissa.
Right.
So she has her own little plan. But it's right because he went to her. She didn't really pay attention. And Little Miss Rochelle was just. Touching
all
his legs.
Okay.
That was a conversation on the chat last week with the comments. People were saying, well, does Bishop know that, you know, Rochelle's trying to get some chocolate? Yeah. Or is he just...
He's oblivious. To me, he's still oblivious, but
I think he's oblivious, but he likes
the attention.
And he's focused on the money. He was like, oh, member of Cavalry, cha-ching, you know. So
yeah.
But Lady May know what's going on, because now she's behind the scenes trying to figure out what's really going on with Rochelle.
Yeah, I think this special relationship they're developing will at some point occur to Bishop. Like, wait a minute, I have options.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I think she's going to play him, too, in some way. Because then we found out about her past, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also had Zora and Isaiah. And so I guess you could speak to that. You could speak a little bit to that. What was your reaction, I guess, as Sophia and just as you, to what's going on and, like, as young women growing up and that relationship kind of going fast?
I got a lot to say about this subject. Let me think. Where do I begin? Okay, for starters, you can kind of already tell that she's in a controlling relationship where he's very disrespectful to her. And I think that because she's so blinded by love, that she's completely shut out the fact that she's, like, failing herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that's where I'm like, draw the line. Boy, bye. You ain't that important. I gotta do me.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. At the end of the day, I'm here to take care of me, and you're just...
Right. She said, I'm a good leaf.
You're entertainment.
So do you bring some of Desiree to this character?
Do I what?
Bring some of Desiree to Sophia when you're kind of like telling Zora, hey.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, girl, what are you doing?
Confused, okay.
Like, are you really... First of all, I'm your cousin. Like, me and Lovey in real life, we're like sisters. Like, she's like one of my best friends. So it's kind of like seeing her on TV, like, all over this boy, even though, like, you know, it's kind of hard for me to, like, see them as their characters and not see them as, like, real life. Right. Like, when they're, like, cuddling and stuff, I'm like, bro. I'm like, they're tight as, like, friends, but it's, like,
weird.
It's so weird. So it's, like, seeing them together is, like, super weird. But anyways, no, so... Sheesh, I don't even know.
Yeah, Zora's in a lot.
It's a lot. You can kind of just tell that it keeps going downhill, mm-hmm. and she's doing nothing to stop it. She's not setting any boundaries. And I guess for Sophia, I feel bad for Sophia because Sophia's feeling really left out, and she wants attention from her cousin, and she also wants to help kind of draw her cousin out of, you know, this toxic relationship that she's in. Because Sophia kind of sees her going down a bad path, but what can you... do or say to her without pushing her away?
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, she can tell her all she wants, but the thing is Zora is not going to get it through her head because Zora doesn't want to get it through her head.
That's what I was about to ask. I feel like so old doing this, but anyways, given the fact with social media and everything that's playing a role, how do you feel as yourself and the character? Do you feel pressured to, you know, be sexy, to do all this stuff? Because it feels like Zora's definitely in that role. Like, well, I need to do this, and it's okay to do that because, you know, Kylie's out here, you know.
Right. I was just about to use her as an example. Yeah. She's making it okay for...
I think it does play a big role. I mean, you just see other girls, like, out there, and they're, like... younger than me, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I see them, like, doing all of this stuff. And I know I'll just be thinking, like, how did they get away with that? How do people not, like, right. Like, for me, though, I'm glad that I'm on a Christian show because people have higher standards for me.
Mm.
So I find myself having higher standards for myself, mm-hmm. you know, not wanting to go out all scandalous looking, you know, very provocative, trying to show everything for attention and likes and followers. I just kind of have to do what I want to do and try and remain as classy as possible, mm-hmm. as subtle as possible, leave a little more to the imagination. But I think it makes it... but it is really hard. Like, I've had some different, like, little photo shoots where I've done stuff on the more risque side just so that people don't get, like... I don't want them to just see me one way and always classy.
Right. In a box.
And put me in a box, you know, like, just, like, always saying, oh, she's, the good little Christian girl. Like, I can be the good little Christian girl, but if you hire me in a movie to play the little bad girl,
Tigridly's
girlfriend, or the thug, like,
we ready.
She said, I got that. I got that.
Ready.
I'm going to come at you like a train full force, okay?
She got the hands.
She said, period.
I think that you have been doing an amazing job, and I think that, like, you know, like TK mentioned, like, a lot of girls have, like, the Kylies and stuff like that, but we see you and Lovey on a great show, and I think that you guys are great role models, especially for girls of color. So,
to touch on that too, I like that you are doing those different shoots to figure out what you like too, whether it be a little bit more scantily or more risque, because I feel like that is a part of you as an artist. You'd have to have that point in your life where you grow up, and the world has to, you have to force the world to not see you as that little girl anymore.
And it's kind of hard to get people to acknowledge that I'm like 18
Yeah,
now.
You're older than the character.
And you're not Sophia. I'm older than my character, and I'm not Sophia. I'm not on the road to being a preacher. I am an actress. I mean, and the world, I mean, a lot of it too, it's a lot of pressure, like, to be one way or to be another. And so it kind of feels like a pull, because it's like, you know, so many people, like, they say, you know, if you want to be famous, then you see all these girls that are famous and they're out here and they're posting bikini shots and, you know, they have their butts out and... big lips, or I mean,
very,
you know,
over exaggerated features.
And you see 13 year olds wearing, like, purchased. Exactly. You see 13 year olds wearing full faces of makeup. Like, I have on, like, a full face, but I'm a little older than 13.
But here's the thing, when people tell you stuff like that, you are 18, but you look younger.
I look
and
so much
you
younger.
Have some melanin in your skin.
Keep it, girl, okay?
You don't need to buy nothing, because when all those people who are wearing the makeup and buy all that stuff, and they look like they're 30 and they're 18, when you hit 25 and you still look like you're 17, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You'll be good. And when you're in your 30s and you're still carded and they're 25 and they look like
that was, I have a story to tell. So I was out with these three Caucasian ladies. We went to this restaurant.
You don't need to drop your voice.
It's okay. Caucasian ladies.
We went to this restaurant, and I know I'm older than these ladies.
Right.
And the bartender looked at me, then looked at them, and, like, asked me for my cards. And the girls got offended. I'm like, dude,
I can't help it that I was born this way.
This black don't crack.
Right, okay. God said you can't have it and you do.
God bless me with this beautiful skin.
You know.
Well, speaking of cracks. We see some cracks with Jacob and Carissa, which really went from, like, kind of almost playful to really kind of blowing up towards the end. What did you guys think about that sort of initial Jacob needs to find a job and how he handled it towards the end?
Okay, so this is how I feel. I feel like Carissa, I go through a love-hate relationship with Carissa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that she's a powerhouse and she tries to lead her home. Or not try, she does lead her home along with Jacob.
Yeah. And she's had to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. But it was, to me, a conflict of interest when you're telling your man to step up. And he's trying to find his way to step up. And it's sad because she wants him to be a provider, but he needs to provide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the same time, while he's finding himself, she's right. You can't have us just in the dark not knowing what's going on, literally and figuratively.
Right.
So, I mean... I don't know. I think that was a struggle for me to feel how to know exactly how I felt about it, because I know if I was Carissa, I'd be pissed too. And it's like, I need you. I don't want you to give up on what you do. And but I wouldn't have referred to what his passion was as a hobby.
Right.
Like, I feel like she sneaked this to him.
Yeah. That's a diss.
And that's true. And as a not as a man, but for men out there, yeah. I know that ego is such a strong and strong thing for men.
Yeah.
So I would have never taken a shot at his pride and his ego like that, because I feel like she just came off as bitter,
right?
And just rude. Like, I honestly, and that's probably why he was cheating.
Right.
I totally agree with you. I get where Carissa's coming from, because they have kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think if they didn't have kids, it'd
be
different.
We're struggling together.
They can downsize. We struggle together.
Yeah.
We Bonnie and Clyde. We got it.
Yeah. Right.
But because they have a family, they have kids. I think as a mama bear, she's now like, I'm here with you.
Right.
I love you. You cheated. We here. But you got to put them lights
down. You got a responsibility. Yeah.
But I agree with you. Her cutting him down like that, like calling it a hobby,
see,
like, ooh.
I mean, I didn't mind that so much, because in my mind, she'd been dealing with this kind of silently for a minute.
She'd
been like, okay, just get it together and dropping hints here and there. And finally, she's like, look, you know.
Yeah,
but see, that's the problem, though. I think at the end of the day, he knows he's a father and he knows he's a husband, right? I don't think he's going to put his family in a position where they're homeless. You know, I think.
I'm just saying a lot of women complain about that.
Right, but I think
but
that's,
he almost
that's,
might though. He, yeah, because like
I don't think that it is. I think a lot of women, myself included, where, you know, we have the ultimate plan. Like, look, this is what we're gonna do, and this is where I see the family, and this is how we're gonna do it. And you don't want, like, if they're driving a car, you don't want it to go all the way down to E. Because you know where your car's going to stop.
Right.
Whereas some people, I feel like with him, it's just like he knows his car can go a little bit past E and the car is still going to drive. And I think he will not, I don't, other people, yes, but I don't see him letting his family suffer. And I think Carissa's just to the point where it's like, something has to happen, something has to happen.
Yeah, she's scared.
And you have to, scared. And you have to kind of let it breathe, because I definitely think he has a purpose for the family.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't happen, then he's going to get a job. Like, I don't think
don't think he's going to get to that last point?
Yeah, he's not going to get to that last point where it's like, we're banging on the street.
But he did say, God, like, let God work. So what if he feels God is working?
That's what I was about to say. Because there's some people, like their situation, like, I know he won't let them get there because he has a family. They can always go home. But there are some people who get caught up, gamblers, for instance, where they get so caught up where they feel like, no, I got this, and they put their house, you know what I'm saying?
Well, gambling is a little different.
It is, but I mean, he's sitting there like, let God handle it. But what if God, talking to you
the
today.
The Lord helps them who helps themselves.
The point that they made about, or Chris had made, Jacob had made, saying like, but you've been tearing me apart since day one.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, when I'm doing something good, I may not be exactly where you need me to be, but I'm getting closer to that. I'm not cheating anymore, even though you shouldn't be cheating.
Yeah, because the day one you were cheating, so that
right,
was on
exactly. I mean, as far as we know, I mean, day one of us watching.
Yeah,
so
you've been cheating on me. I'm like, don't be trying to throw that in my face.
But I mean, he's taking I feel like in the man's mindset, some men's mindset, that's his step to bettering himself.
Yeah. Well,
not just
you
shouldn't cheat at all.
But considering again, I mean, I definitely agree with it. But I can see why people do it, and the fact that he was so bold and brazen. He's in the church, and he's doing that, and his family's running the church. The fact that he's doing that I feel like with Carissa, she's pushed him to that point where he doesn't even care.
Yeah,
like
he's unhappy.
No two F's given about that. So the fact that's and then he's more of a follower than a leader, because Carissa push him to that extent and let her run the show. And then still go back to her, and then still, like, you know, you have to kind of realize your role. So he can't get upset at her because she's always been like
that's
that.
That's like, she's been the boss. She's been wearing the pants in that family while you were out doing your thing, which I get.
And she had no choice.
She's been the one who stepped up and was like, well, you're going to embarrass me and cheat. I'm the boss. And she's a pushy person, and you know who your wife is.
She was, she's guaranteed coming from a pushy person. Like, you are that's nothing new.
And you're married to this woman, so you know who she is. Like, I
wouldn't have overstepped. Like, when they had the conversation with the parents, it's like, that's not your place. Like,
she's always out of place.
No, you're, like, it's like, you're out of pocket all the time.
When Chris decided she's gonna snitch.
Yeah, when she was like,
snitch real
quick. It's like, well, and then when they had just had dinner and they were leaving, And it's like, girl, why? At least don't do it in front of me. Yeah. Like,
you know why I think she's doing it? I think she thinks because she can't get through to Jacob, maybe his parents can.
Yeah.
But it's like you're overstepping a little because he's trying to be a man. He doesn't want to rely on mommy and daddy.
I just know she's overstepping if every time someone plugs in a thing.
Yeah, that is true. Like, as a mother and a wife, it's like you gotta.
That's when you overstep.
But I do like though. She told him, she's like, you know, you can still preach. You can still do your thing. Yeah. Just get a part-time job. Yeah. Like, she didn't say don't do it at all. Though she did throw a jab at him, which was low. But I like that, you know, she was like, oh, you can still do this. I'll still support you. But which we know she's still going to be pushy. Right. No matter what he does.
It's like,
but,
you
know, the one couple that confounds me a little bit is Charity and Jabari. Because I don't know
what, weird.
I don't know if you had any. Right? Did you have any insight into what's going on there? You're a little bit closer to the ground.
Boy, let me tell you, I got a lot of insight.
Girl, let us know, girl.
Y'all saw the way she was looking at him?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she just had a baby.
She ready.
Her husband and her just got divorced. He literally just ran away, and she's over here not worried about her baby daddy, her ex-husband, who she was incredibly in love with. No, she's over here flirting with Jabari, getting upset that she doesn't have to go to Nashville anymore, because guess, y'all trying to take a guess what was happening on them Nashville trips?
Oh my.
What was she missing? Why was she missing it so much? Definitely not her ex-husband.
Well,
let me just.
I'm out of teacups. So
I know, right?
But why is Jabari not following up?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's
Is he leading her on, right?
No, I'm thinking about.
No, Jabari.
I'm mad at Kevin.
Yeah.
I need Kevin to do something.
Kevin ain't coming back.
Kevin's gone.
Did anyone have a read on Jabari?
No, so, and it's funny because when Charity and Gigi were sitting together, she's like, I don't know if he's gay. I don't know. Because I can't read him. Which is, she said it. Like, she can't read him. And I don't know if he feels like he wants to be safe and not cross that line, or he's scared because she just had this big thing with Kevin and the baby.
He seems to keep flirting with her.
He flirts, but then he pulls back a little.
Yeah, I think he's afraid of touching that gray area.
I think he wants to use her. I think he wants to use her for writing. I don't think he really likes her. I think he knows that they would collab very, very well together, and I don't think it's going to be anything more.
Or maybe it's like it's just like one of those things where yes, he does.
Not gets her hot.
Maybe it's one of those things where it's like it always makes it a little bit easier to work with someone when you have like a crush on them, even like in the slightest form. You know, so like okay, say for instance, if I'm on set, it makes it a little bit more enjoyable to go to set every day if you have like a set crush or something.
Who you got a set crush on?
Nobody.
What days in July?
She said, please. Wait, this was just a joke.
I thought she was speaking from experience.
Yeah, you too young for Mr. Fox, but.
She said, look.
She's like, I know he plays my stepdad.
I was fooling you.
Mr. Fox is cool.
That's a good one.
Well, speaking of that, that relationship went south kind of quickly.
It's so weird to me.
But this was the first episode I was like actually rooting for them together.
No,
first time.
No,
first episode.
So y'all feel powerful.
Because this entire time I have not been for Darius. Right. I've been like, why is he even here?
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
He opened up.
This time I was like.
For a second there, I was like, come on, man, why are you giving up so easy?
Exactly.
Like, if she's worth having, then at least work for it.
Yeah.
Like, don't give up on it so easy. Don't walk away and just call it quits like there's nothing between you, or like she isn't special and she isn't worth trying to stick around for. Because that just kind of like totally makes her feel
like you never cared.
Like never cared, like, just like not valued like she should be.
You felt that in the scene when she was just like, that's it.
Like she said, no. And she said, come on.
She's like, come on, D.
I think he cared for the moment. You have people who, you know, they might care about you for the moment. It's not all about getting, you know, the cheech. But I think he cared for the. Yeah, you ever heard the cheech?
The cheech. I'm going to start using that.
Cheeches, though,
the cheech.
Yeah.
I know Chong.
I know Chong. We all know cheech.
So it just seems like he cared.
What?
He cared for the moment, but it just wasn't, again, like I said last week, and like I said the week before, and like I said last season.
You're not here for that.
She's in the church, even if even if she doesn't, she's no longer an assistant pastor and all that stuff, it's not going to work. Like, if they were in another state or something and, you know, they're just living regular lives, yeah. But
I think now that he finally opened up and he broke
down.
Yeah, because what's the point of opening up?
I'm happy that he finally opened up, because at first I was like, come on, bro.
And it might give him a doorway to go back into the church, because now she knows why.
Because at least now she could probably motivate him to be like, all right, I know your wife, the situation happened, and I know that you're not here for it and it's difficult, but maybe, like, you know, slowly but surely, because I'm like, you got to open up. You can't say I'm doing it, but you close out on me.
It's just too much back and forth with me.
But, like, he already gave up on her before, so why?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's not that. It's just Gigi obviously needs some loving in her life.
Though she needs some loving. She needs some
earmuffs. I just feel like she. That's the only thing that's closest to her that's giving her some type of passion, I feel like. Or not passion, but just comfort. I feel like she needs it from somebody.
That's,
and I think
that's why I love the scene with her and Charity, because they both kind of didn't get the loving that they thought they were going to get.
Yeah.
And they had to eat the ice cream, and they're like, well, girl, you didn't get it either.
Yeah. Go to the shop, the adults-only store.
Earmuffs.
Get yourself 10.
Get yourself Peter.
That's the
name? Is that Peter?
Get yourself a shotgun. I keep all shotgun on Instagram, though.
That's all you need to do.
With those thirst traps. Just saying.
Shotgun face right there.
Like, this took a U-turn, okay? Yeah. Desiree, I'm with you. I'm on the same ride you on. I'm like, what's going on?
And for a second, I tried to take off my earmuffs because I thought I wouldn't be able to hear anything, and it just got louder. So I was like, right. That's how I feel, too. It just keeps getting louder.
Oh, God. We a hot mess.
Y'all don't want to first start that thug song, then we just continue in it.
My favorite part of the episode, and I don't know if you guys feel this, it's still the beauty between Lady May and Gigi. It hasn't been like a nice 2-3 episodes.
Were they not beefing?
But yeah, it's just so nice. Like, when they kiss each other that morning.
She's like, you look tired. Oh, thanks, Mom.
You look exhausted.
I will take it.
But she gave her the hug and the kiss. I love seeing that.
But that's a mom, though. I feel like that's a mom response to something. Like, oh, you gaining a little weight. Okay, thanks.
Like, thanks. I didn't ask you.
Because they're the most blunt people in your life. Right.
I want to see them team up and have a little scheme together or something. But
not a scheme.
But you know, you're right, because Lady May now has a plan. She got two things she got to figure out. Basie getting him out the way, Rochelle getting her ass out the way, excuse my language, and possibly finding out what Jacob is up to. So that's why she can't really be negative towards Gigi. And I, you know, she feels for her daughter.
Yeah.
Her daughter just went through something traumatic. She has her eyes on other things.
Rochelle out the way real quick.
So now Rochelle got to go. Now we got to go into predictions. We're going to start. We'll let you do predictions last, and whatever you can predict, if anything at all, I don't know.
Secret.
We'll also zoom in on your face as we make our predictions, so that
zoom in on your face.
Yeah. So when we're talking, and you make.
Why don't I just keep the shot on her the whole time?
Perfect.
You just hear our voices, so you just wink if we're correct. Okay, so my prediction.
She's like, I'm trying to keep a job, y'all.
I'm weak. I'm gonna be over here like.
I feel like. All right, let's see. Lady May is on a mission, and I believe she's going to get Rochelle out the paint now that she found out what her real secret is, which was very slick of her. I love that. Yeah. I think she's going to find out more secrets about Rochelle, like what Rochelle's really up to, what she's doing, because she did mention she had a connection with Basie and she was at that church. Mm-hmm. And because Basie's so shady, maybe there was something shady going on over there too. So I feel like all that's going to open up. Jacob and Carissa, I feel like she's going to push him away a little bit more, and I don't think he's going to cheat, but I think she's just going to push him away. Kind of hope that he does get the job. And being that he walked in on Zora, what she was doing, which was really crazy. But I feel like Desiree was saying, Zora is so caught up, she doesn't realize that she's in this horrible situation.
And messy.
And from the preview that we've seen, it looked a little messy. And I'm just, I love that Jacob stood up and did what he had to do and kick homeboy out. But I'm hoping that, like, he literally kicks this little boy's ass. Gigi, I feel like, is on a mission. And I'm happy that her and Bishop had their thing. And I think she's going to keep going with the whole gay thing in the church. God loves gays. That was said. But I also think that Basie's up to something. I think he's using her to get his church back, to take down Calvary. And that's where I'll leave it.
Well, as always,
as I look at Desiree.
I agree, but I my only prediction, I would say, I think that Jacob is going to get tempted to cheat. I do. I think he's going to, he'll do it. Yeah, I don't think he'll do
True.
But I think Jacob's going to be like, I'm sick of this, and I'm just tired, and, you know, I'll keep paying the bills, but, you know. And I like how he was like, you need to pay attention to your daughter, because, you know, you ain't been helping your family. Talking about you staying at home and you doing your job, but you're not doing your job. So, I think that Carissa's going to get a taste of wrong medicine. And no, I do. I'm just looking.
I'm looking at
Carissa. Or what if he pushes Carissa and she cheats?
Nah, you know, whatever. Because Carissa's, I'm declining. She's control delete. She's just so annoying. Carissa is so annoying. She is. It's like her attitude is just whack. Like, it's like as much as I try to like love her, because she is a great wife, she is a good mom, but at the same time it's like, girl, you just have so much anger in you, and it's like, where is this?
She needs Jesus.
She needs to go to somebody, some kumbaya, something. You can tell like she was either like an only child. Sorry, only children.
I'm an only child.
I'm only child.
That makes complete sense.
You know, Nakia, y'all, is a good only child. She's not weird.
You don't see her outside the studio, though.
I see her outside the studio, y'all.
See her outside
she can't be trying to come for me. I'm a great only child.
I was a good only child.
Yeah.
Because my mom didn't play. Like, I was the only child, but she made sure, like, this ain't TV. Like, you can get some things, but you have to know boundaries. You will get got.
I was only an only child for, like, 5 years.
Aww.
You're like my sister says that. Oh, I was an only child for 4 years.
Wasn't that the best time in the world?
I like having my little brother.
You're a good big sister.
I used to want siblings until I got 10, and I realized all the Christmas gifts were from me, and I was like, we Gucci.
Whatever. That's the life you live. I feel like Chris is an only child, and maybe not necessarily literally, but figuratively, she is an only child because she just wants everything, like, all the time to be, and it's just like, just shut up. I just need her to shut up. Just type in, shut up.
Yeah, she needs Jesus, or she needs to listen to, if you don't know who Eric Thomas is, the hip-hop preacher, she needs some of that.
Oh, my gosh. No, she needs to listen to Nature Sounds.
He'll change your life. If you don't know who Eric Thomas is, the hip-hop preacher, just Google him. He will change your life.
I'm literally
telling you.
Maybe she needs loving, too. Maybe he's not giving it to her.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she does need some pipe.
Maybe
for real.
Air muffs over there.
Retroactive air muffs.
Put them air muffs on.
She sounds like a person who's trying to get a rich husband. Like, that's how she sounds to me sometimes. Like, I want money. I need you to do this. I need you to do this.
She just wants a standard of living.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. But why are you on edge all the time? Like, she's on edge all the time. She's on edge with Gigi. She's on edge with Jacob. Yeah. She's on edge with everybody.
Sometimes you need that good, like, grab you by the neck, sit down.
Okay.
I got this.
She's also East Coast. She's East from East Coast, y'all. She crazy.
Sorry.
She crazy.
Maybe she might need air muffs.
I retweet a lot of that you guys said. Definitely, this is a real life situation. Carissa, she needs to calm down. And it's not until her situation's going to hit rock bottom, because the lights and everything she thinks she can control. But the moment she doesn't have a husband,
okay,
and she finds out her daughter is doing some trifling things, it's like she has to step back and say, wait,
am I doing?
Everything that I've been controlling is not working. Okay. So, man, you take a step back. Rochelle needs to get out of the picture. I love me some Lady May. Even though it's going to get messy because she's going to do it without telling the bishop, because what she really needs to do is tell the bishop, like, look, I see this girl circling you like a shark. Mm-hmm. You need to figure it out, get rid of her, because else I'm going to do it. That's what she needs to do. But, of course, for television's sake, it's going to get nice and messy. And Rochelle, I don't know if she's going to fight back, but I kind of hope she does.
Ooh, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Lady May will neutralize Rochelle, because Lady May's also about the money too. So she's gonna be like, we do need Rochelle's
cash.
She's
about the image.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think she's gonna find a way to neutralize her. I think we're gonna see Kevin will come back soon. I believe he's got the child.
Kevin, like, call the police.
He's got the child.
Kevin Garn. He's in like Dubai.
He said, "I'm going to the store. I'll be right back."
He found somebody. He'll be right back.
I think Kevin's coming back. Especially with the message that we're seeing in the show, I think he'll come back, and there'll be some sort of like real acceptance of him.
Yeah.
In the church, like maybe Aaron as well. A true acceptance. I do think we'll see Aaron again too. What else do we have? I think Jacob and Carissa will see a break, but I think when they find out that child is beating their daughter and is already getting a little loose, I think that they're gonna come together as parents, and that might be what brings them back together.
Can't wait to see that.
I want to see what his home is like. Because I wonder the her
Isaiah?
Boyfriend Isaiah. Oh,
yeah.
I would love to
see much
what
of
her,
his. Yeah, we don't see much.
Because
of
I just want to know, like, what makes a child? He's so young to be that way.
Yeah,
like,
but he's been handed stuff too, like many.
No,
men.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
but so. I guess I want to know where the aggressiveness comes from. Like, oh, you had to be there. It's like I'm like, dude, yeah. Are you? Do you want to be my date? Like, what do you want from me?
You got an yeah. attitude, like,
yeah. Like, yeah, like, what is your backstory?
I wish
yeah.
somebody
I think,
would.
I might. We might get. Maybe we'll get some of that. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I wish somebody would. I don't even have kids. But
I did call
I'll call Pookie from the blog.
We gotta die.
Isaiah's
but Jacob was
done.
Close. Jacob, you saw the way he grabbed his back.
I was happy.
Strong.
I was happy because the yeah. look he gave her and the look yeah. he gave her. He gave her that look like, you know, I'm gonna beat your ass.
But I'm glad he handled it very well. Though.
He did
for that first time.
Perfectly,
it was like,
perfectly. Not knowing what's already happened, he handled
right.
it
right.
Really.
Right, because he could get that ass.
So any predictions that you can give us?
So I know secrets. Everything that's gonna happen.
Oh, you
so.
Do. You actually know everything.
I know just about.
Okay, so we don't want to get you in trouble. No predictions yes, from you then.
Wait, we're, I mean, I could
just
go
hit
off
something.
Of logic.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Obviously, you know, things with Thor are gonna go downhill.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah, we can see
I
that
think,
quickly.
I think Zora and Sophia are gonna kind of drift apart a little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
I think
no more predictions from
no
you.
More predictions
yeah.
Yeah. I'm nervous
she's
I'm like I don't want
she's like, I don't know what to say
no I don't want Lady O to make the call like
yeah. I
know Desiree
can I ask you a question Sophia's not gonna be fast is she not gonna try to
I don't think she can well in the dynamic of the relationship
is Sophia
cousin.
Well I don't think he. Someone asked me this on Instagram live like yesterday. I don't think she would be Sophia if she did. Mm. I think it could go either way because she could be a little curious and let her guard down for a second so that she can, you know, appeal to being mm-hmm. a normal
So
she'll teenager.
Get to, like, second base but not,
yeah.
like, the full home run.
I'm telling y'all.
But I think
wrong with second base.
I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool for the show to show, you know, like, a Christian abstinent teenage couple.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
so
yay.
That's, like, something that I've been, like, very, like, you know, I think yes. it's, like, because not a lot of TV shows are showing that, and yeah, it right. just shows teenagers that there's other options.
Yes.
You don't have to do what everybody else is doing, and here's what it looks like to do this, and it might be a little harder for you, because that's not what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if it's what you've decided you want to do, there's a way that you right. can go about it and get through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
Nothing
until
wrong
until
with,
season
yeah,
three.
There's nothing wrong with
Damn. Well, I saw you saw that. Was it Issa Rae had a? She did this little thing about a show she wanted
oh,
to start.
Oh yeah.
Nobody watched 90210 for Donna.
The stage.
Issa Rae.
I love her.
Oh man. Anyways,
but I like. I definitely like seeing that. That's a good thing. We
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
It's funny how we take like a Tim Tebow, even though he's older, and even somebody from.
Yvonne,
you know, they've admitted that they've said that they're virgins, which is a good
yeah.
thing. There's
I like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So and
I
like
that.
They do exist.
They do yeah. exist.
They're out there.
And I would love to see the character. It's yeah. one thing when they do a character and it just is so annoying. It's like annoying. Like, oh, I'm doing it. But it's another thing to see somebody who's struggling with
yes.
it and decides
and
to do that.
It's place in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whatever sexuality you do at a right age, obviously, yeah. then, you know, live your life.
I know. I think it's I don't know. I think for Sophia is very, like, she sees the difference between what's right and wrong. And like mm-hmm. I said, she chooses to do what's right, and she tries to do everything that's Christian and everything. But I think she does see Zora going off and doing this and talking about, oh, it was, you know, interesting,
mm-hmm.
or,
yeah.
you know, it was
yeah.
this. And so she still has that little bit of curiosity there,
yes.
like, what is that like? Do I want to do that? Do I not want to do that? Then there's the Bible, and the Bible says not to do it. And, you know, I want to be a preacher, and
yeah.
I want to follow in my mom's footsteps, and I want to do what's right with God because I want to be right with God. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like
mm-hmm.
all these
the pressure.
Different,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's all these different things coming.
It's good to
yeah.
see that struggle, though, because
yeah.
you're human,
yeah.
Yeah. and everyone's human,
yes,
yeah. and everyone
what,
goes
yeah.
through these struggles.
Yeah.
And we like you. We want to see you. I want to
yes.
see you have a nice, clean storyline.
And then,
yeah, yeah.
And then Zara didn't really sell it either. She says,
Well, I mean, right now, a lot of people really like my character just because she's, like, extremely pure and very, like, simple with no ulterior motives, and she's just, like, wanting to do what's right.
Just help.
And yeah, she just wants to help. She just wants to, like, do good and benefit just everybody like her around mama. Her.
That's right.
Yeah, so, and, you know, find justice. So I think for them to, like, go a different route other than her maintaining, like, her character and, like, you know, staying absent or whatever.
Right.
I think that would be, I don't know, it would be very interesting if they decided to go a different route
right.
with Sophia. Just because it would break everyone's perspective of her being the good girl or the solid character right. that you can kind of compare everyone else to when they're off doing this
well, hopefully
bad thing
she stays solid a little bit longer.
That's the beautiful thing about it.
We really want to thank you for joining us again. This has been amazing. Awesome.
Oh my gosh. I love being here with you guys.
Come back and kick it with us.
You have to come back.
I will.
And play T-Grizzly every time you come.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, again, guys, thank you for joining us. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Shaka Strong.
You can definitely find him on Instagram.
Ooh. TK is turnt up. TK, okay.
Like I said,
TK.
I'm not telling the truth. You should see him. Follow him. You should see him. So I'll bring it down a little on the slow side. Definitely go to jhct.org/hurricane relief to donate. And you can go on my Instagram at TK Trinidad and find all those stuff to help our people, because we're a human race, to overcome the hurricane that came up.
Yes, crazy. Once again, my name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey guys, I'm Nikia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And Miss Ross.
Hey, my name is Desiree Ross. You can find me on Instagram at Desiree Ross _, on Twitter as the Desiree Ross, and then on Facebook as Official Desiree Ross. So just to clarify, Desiree Ross _ on Instagram, The Desiree Ross on Twitter, and Official Desiree Ross.
Girl, you need to combine all
that. Yeah. But she said, I'm leaning back. Because you can't stop me.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. See you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.